Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here with the last episode in a series of small talks around reflection. We've been speaking about stop, submit, struggle, and strike. And today we speak about striking. The kind of reflection I like ends with a question. What action are you willing to commit to from these insights and revelations you've had today? The thing is, when you're engaged in transformation, in raising your awareness to new levels, it's not an inside game only. And the point of the game is not to feel better. The point of the game is not to be inspired by a nice insight. Sure, there's freedom there. There is even joy sometimes when you break through the limitations you've been having in your mind and you start to see the world differently. But to win the games in life that you're interested in winning, you need to translate the new experience of freedom and clarity into action. Transformation is realized by action. You can have an inner transformation, but that won't be realized anyway unless you take action that is aligned with the perspective you're now having. So, at the end of your reflections, you want to clarify what actions you are committed to taking from whatever insights or aha moments or new perspectives that have risen for you as a result of stopping your world, giving time for yourself, submitting to truth of where you are, submitting to the truth of what you want in your life, and then struggling to get those two perspectives really clear for yourself. And struggling to see what frame of mind and stories and mindsets have been running the show up till now and what focus or perspective would be useful in moving forward. And if those perspectives become clear to you, you must ask yourself, what actions am I committed to taking from here to realize the transformation you've been having? Otherwise, it'll be a sweet memory. There'll be nice feelings that you have. There might be a sense of freedom, but if you don't take action to create a next level of results in your reality, then you have the same reality you always had. And you run the risk of falling back into the old perspectives again. So at the end of reflective sessions, look for an insight. And this is a skill. This is a skill to develop in yourself. What action can you take that expresses the new perspective you got in your reflective session? What action can you take, preferably immediately or the same day, soon, that would express you being different than you used to be? If you have a reflective session when really something gets clear for you, it's like you turn into a new version of yourself, with more capacity than you had before. And then you ask what actions would express this new level of capacity, this new level of myself. And actions are not always comfortable. They are stretched. There can be a bit of a struggle too, but it's a joy to see yourself act in alignment with a transformed perspective in the world, because out of that comes new levels of results and new levels of freedom. So that sums up our sessions, podcast episodes here on the practice of reflection. The stopping, the submitting, the struggling, and the striking stages of moving yourself forward to build new capacity as a daily practice, which opens up new opportunities to take action that ultimately leads to next level of freedom and next level of results. We call that winning the game. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.